welcome back to another episode of GR Podcast. I am Papa Cheeks here with Brahms. Yay.
I said my name, Brahms. Hey.
You did. and Hornet again. Thank
and
you.
Hornet, yeah. Hornet. What's so, up?
What's going on? Oh, man. It's been a crazy couple weeks.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We've had some time off.
You have to a little bit. It's summertime, and, you know, like, I'm busy at my job, and I know Murray's been wicked busy. He's been helping out at Beyond Nerd. Been remodeling the crap out of that store. And
plug it. What's Beyond Nerd?
I know, right? It's a video game store where we'll be producing this podcast and many more from soon, right? Right,
ooh.
Cheeks?
Oh, yeah. August 8th is their actual store relaunch, so.
That sounds serious. Where is this located?
Listen to you. All right, enough. I just got back from Atlantic City as well, so my weeks have been.
Oh, man. You went to, like, some casinos in Atlantic City, Georgia?
Oh, no, I came from the underworld of friggin' society down there in Atlantic City in New Jersey. It
oh,
was
God.
Awful.
Oh.
I recommend it. If you're going there, immediately get into your hotel and stay there. Don't fucking leave it. It's awful. You'll get stabbed.
Is it worse than, like, Detroit or something?
No, not that bad. But I would imagine they're pretty close in some parts. Dude, like, we came out of a cabaret, fancy word for strip club. And it was homeless people were all over hitting on us. It's not like trying to get money out of us.
Hey, man.
Security came.
Hey, I can give you Alexis's number if you give me another cigarette.
Yeah.
she could sign up 5.
I can hook you up with anything here in the city. Anything.
By the way, what's the soup of the day? They serve food here, too.
Man chowder.
Ugh. Is that the fish or is that you? Oh, too soon.
All right. So in the gaming news, as of late.
Wait. Okay, whatever.
All right, you can.
Brahms like, I want more.
Brahms like, wait, I need more info.
I know.
No, I remember a bullet point list, and I didn't think so. Atlantic City into. Oh, no, wait. I'm a second?
I've been just busy at work and doing a bunch of shit. And I haven't really had a lot of time actually to play games. Actually, I haven't had any. I've probably been overcharged for my Gamefly because I sent back. The last game I even tried to play was Crysis 3. And I sent it back after I played half an hour of it. Because it was just like, was just so boring. It was just like, oh, here's like, yeah. Remember how we were going to make it better from what you liked about the first game? Yeah, we totally didn't. We made bigger areas, but it's still linear as fuck. So I was like, I just didn't care.
That's a terribly closed mind, Cheeks. You're not the official reviewer for the podcast anymore.
No, I'm not. You know, I will say this, though. I played the beta for the multiplayer a lot, and it was fucking awesome. If you're going to get that game for anything, definitely don't get it for the story because it's like 4 or 5 hours long. But the multiplayer is so worth it. If people are still playing and you can get that game on the cheap, do it. It's freaking is really good. It's addicting. So that's the one thing I think that got the biggest overhaul was the multiplayer because you could see a lot of potential in Crysis 2 with the multiplayer, but there was just, I don't know, was missing like some kind of refinement element. I feel like they got it finally in Crysis 3. So if you want something to kind of hold you over till next gen that's on the cheap, I think that game can be had for like $30. It's kind of worth it to put the time into it if you want something new for multiplayer. But I played the demo for Castlevania Lords of Shadow for the PC, and you know what? It sucks that it's the same demo that's on the console, but holy shit, does it look fucking nice. It's giant silence. It's.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, sure, I agree with you, but I only downloaded it and I haven't gotten.
It's there's a lot of options, and it like I have a like almost going on a 3-year-old card, and it auto detected everything pretty much to like max, and it was solid,
so.
60 frames.
Console
solid.
Game.
Right, but like
console,
usually
a console game that comes out on current gen consoles would still be pretty easy to max. I would hope.
Yeah, but a lot of times, like the way that they're coded, depending on, because I know that the PlayStation 3 was the console of choice because it was Kojima Productions. So when they made it, so a lot of times those ones that go over to PC don't really get a good.
I just think that all depends on whether it's a PC version or a port. And I'm pretty sure that they, you know, Mercury Steam, they're making a PC version of the game because Lords of Shadow 2.
Right. So they probably just use those same tools to make the two make the version for the current Castlevania. But if that's any indication how they do their... and I don't think it's them that do it, though. I think it's another company that does the PC part.
No, I think it's Mercury's team.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's them. Because I remember seeing, you know, some behind the scenes stuff.
The only way I say that is because they were working on Castlevania Lords of Terror 2, you know, and I believe some other team was actually working on the PC version.
No, you might have a point there.
So I think
I'm pretty sure that Mercury's team is involved with at least the PC version of Lords of Shadow 2 in some big way.
Oh yeah, because so I think so. But yeah, if that's any indication, and Lords of Shadow 2 looks fucking gorgeous. Like, I couldn't believe it was current gen when I've seen some of the gameplay from E3. It looks really, really good. Like, from the designs to the effects, like when, you know, you grab a guy and you drain him of his blood and like you wipe the blood off your face. Like, there's just like little subtleties that are like just really good. So, but
it's about the details.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, I really haven't played a lot. I just literally today from my game saw I had Gamefly on my desk and I just got in Dragon's Crown.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm hearing nothing but awesome stuff for that game.
Mostly awesome stuff.
Yeah. Uninformed. What is Dragon's Crown?
You're really low Thunder.
It's by VanillaWare, the same guys that did Odin Sphere, I believe.
Yeah, Odin Sphere.
Yeah. Did they do
Miramasa?
Yeah, for the Wii there, which I guess got a Vita port, right?
Yeah, it has a Vita port.
Oh. Yeah, which is really good. So, and another, actually, speaking of Vita, just not to go off on a tangent, but I guess the beta passes. I don't own a Vita, but the beta passes for Killzone Mercenary were sent out and people have been playing it. I guess it's fucking really awesome.
Interesting.
Like, I guess it's really fucking good. And they've been talking, people have been tweeting and talking to developers. Like, it's only 4v4. But the coolest thing is through the built-in speaker on the Vita, you can do cross-game chat.
Hmm.
Yeah. So people on your team, you guys can all fucking get in the chat and just talk, and you guys were, you know, they said there's no lag, it's crystal clear, and it's not distracting. So I guess it's, like, pretty awesome. So, and I've watched a couple of the videos for the first single-player campaign, and it looks, for a handheld, it's pretty impressive. It's
really, this is just another Killzone game on a handheld, yeah? Nothing special about it, just another first-person shooter?
I wouldn't say that. It definitely, you interact with it. I mean, there's, like, you do some cool stuff with the touchpad. And what I really like is Mercenary is not like, hey, run around and pick up ammo and guns. You actually, it's a point system. You're a mercenary, so every kill you get and everything you do gets you money. And there's little terminals that you go to, and it comes up like an actual, like the PSN store, and you're buying weapons and buying ammo, and you actually use your finger and you swipe through everything. It's kind of cool. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a throwaway. It's definitely a game that's been built from the ground up for the Vita. It's its own story. It's its own thing in the Killzone universe. But you kind of have to be into that universe or give a shit about it to care.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that it was a throwaway. I was just, you know, more of what we've already seen
from them. It's not but it's a really good
third-person tactical shooter or anything like that.
It's a really good shooter, though, from what I hear.
I'm kind of a fan of the Killzone franchise. I bought in Killzone 1 and Killzone 2.
I thought Killzone 2's multiplayer was freaking pretty phenomenal.
I've always thought it was okay.
Yeah. So, but supposedly, going into GamesCon, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
Wait, dude, we only got to talking about Killzone because of the Vita. Vita because of Dragon's Crown. Jesus fucking Christ, Dragon's Crown, tell us about it.
All right, well, like I said, it's from VanillaWare. It's a 2D, cell animated, and cell means hand-drawn animated. It's probably very similar to how King of Fighters 13 is animated. Like, I think it's all high quality cell animation, but it could be using high quality flash animation tools. But anyway, it looks like a hand animated anime.
The company that makes it has this incredible hand drawn style. It looks magnificent.
And
it's a side scrolling beat 'em up Dragons original style.
With it's very Diablo-ish. Like, there's item drops, you know, tons of different skills you can use. You're doing crazy combos, you know. So I don't know how much the story is. You know, the story is probably blah. It's all, I think it's mainly a game that's all about just gameplay. You can play co-op with friends and stuff, and there's different classes. There's like a warrior, there's a, like a regular soldier class, mage, wizard, all that stuff. So
Amazon, archer.
Yep. So if you want to get into that, the game itself is only $50 for PS3, and I believe when you buy it, you do get the Vita. I think you get the Vita version as well, or you can buy just the Vita version by itself for like $40. But yeah, so it's a really good game to get into. It's by Atlas. It's by Atlas publishing it, which I hear they might be getting bought by Square. I think I heard.
No fucking way. I know that they, you know, they were in the, like, they're being sold. I heard Sega was in on the bidding.
Oh, Sega, sorry, yeah, Sega. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
My God. If Sega, wow, Sega bought it. Like, woo!
Yeah,
everything comes Sega, out of Japan goes through Square Enix now.
Sega's been doing pretty well, actually. They reported their earnings, and they're doing pretty well, and mainly because of Company Heroes 2, so. But I think some of that would be because of last quarter with Sega All-Stars Transform that's sold fairly well. So close to like 2 million copies, I believe.
I hope that it's done all right. And they, you know, they partnered with Nintendo. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, you know, they were in dire straits and they're just coming out of that now.
And
right?
I think for the most part, they actually almost made a profit on Aliens Colonial Marines because that's, believe it or not, the piece of shit sold like 500,000 copies.
Well, have a good IP. I say it good. You have a fan favorite IP in Aliens. Like, you have some hype and some trailers. We're like, oh, look at these DX11 features. And the game launched, and it was like, no, none of those are in there
because Gearbox is a bunch of liars.
Well,
yeah.
They know how to tank a game pretty well.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of games, though, there's Dota is going on. Dota 2 is out.
Yeah, officially released, and Valve is throwing the, you know, their official tournament, the International 3.
And are you,
right?
Can
International
you watch
2013
it?
Going on right now as we podcast.
Watch it through Steam or no?
You have to download a Viewer client, the Dota 2 client.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. Like, anybody can get in, you can watch it through that, and or you can watch it on Twitch. They have an official Dota thing. They have a whole bunch of
other
people streaming.
Do you think down the road, I mean, I think they're going to. I think it's something that's coming in the next update, the next couple months, but do you think Steam's going to have like a channel, because they've already got this discussion board thing where channel for each game. Do you think they're gonna have like a channel that's gonna be like linked in with like Twitch and stuff? So you just go,
I think it's something that they could absolutely do. You can already use,
and they absolutely should do,
sign into Twitch and like link it to your Steam account.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's like some direct stream link that Steam is providing. They're just not doing it through Steam right now, but I absolutely think that it's something that they could do.
Hey Matt, can you turn your mic up a little bit?
My mic?
There you go. Yeah, you were.
I think it's just the way I was talking.
Yeah, you were a little low over there. So saying, yeah. So
auto adjusting.
So how are the internationals doing right now, Brahms? From what you watched,
it's been good. Today's like the first day of the main event. They did 2 or 3 days of preliminary group stage matches, and now we're on to the main thing.
Nice. I watched all the Evo matches a month ago for Evo. And holy fuck, Injustice matches were fucking nasty. Really nasty. Like that.
I miss most of the Injustice finals.
Oh, they were great. They were really worth it. They were, to me, they were like the showstoppers because the game's just entertaining just to watch. Same thing with like watching Street Fighter. Yeah, I mean, that's the stuff I love to do. Like when it's like that kind of stuff going on, I love that stuff. I love like watching that.
Yeah, the pro scene in games is exciting.
Yeah, I want to see Steam start putting more money into it, like Riot Games has been with League of Legends.
I'm just very surprised they haven't.
Steam throws money and their weight in the industry behind it. This could be awesome. I mean, it's only going to benefit us if they start throwing more.
Well, there's some personalities that are already predicting, you know, that Dota 2 overtakes League of Legends within a year.
Oh, absolutely. Just
now that it has officially come out.
I say just the quality of the game and everything. And like I was saying, I would love to see Steam throw a little bit of their weight behind the pro scene. Because
I definitely think that the starting point should be, apparently we just lost internet or something, so we're going to cut out. Now we're going to cut right back in.
That's
and we're picking it up right here.
Yeah, it's good.
Port it.
All good. I just want to see the pro scene grow. It's only good for the fans. That's all.
Well, I just want to see it grow within the software of Steam. Like it's the one thing I see that it's lagging, and I'm very surprised like they haven't partnered with like other people like Twitch and what is it XSplit, whatever it's called, the software and stuff like that they use.
Video capture software.
Yeah, so because I'm surprised they don't like have it built in to it, because you can do Skype call, group calls, Skype calls.
I'd almost put money on it. It's in the works.
It probably is.
Maybe. It totally seems like something they would do, especially after, you know, what we're seeing here with the Twitch integration and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know what else is in the works with Steam is fucking the leak of Source Engine 2.
What a
and
perfect time.
Left 4 Dead 3.
Like, we couldn't have written that.
But yeah, so I forget where it's at that it leaked. It was like some
behind the scenes footage from people who are there at Valve because of the international. Some guys walking around showing all the computer screens.
Ooh, and there was like happened to be like,
and someone left it up.
Left it up.
Yeah, it's like this guy over here works on character art or something. No, guy wasn't at his computer at all. He puts the thing right there, and then immediately, you know, somebody has the high def version still of the fucking computer screen, is reading down all the files. And there's just one guy who's talking about the Left 4 Dead 3 and Source Engine 2.
Well, we know there's no such thing as 3 in the Valve world. We've already had that established. It's a hilarious joke.
I want Left 4 Dead 3, but I want Half-Life 3 more.
Man. Yeah.
God damn it. I'm the one.
Somebody fucking answer that. There couldn't be the office. Jesus. It's my secretary.
Mom!
The meatloaf! She's calling you from downstairs. The meatloaf's done. Rob's come on down.
If he's having meatloaf, I'll fucking drive into his house.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Meatloaf's, I'd kill for it right now.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow, my geriatric mother just fell on the stairs. I had to go pick her up, guys.
That is pretty bad.
That's
that would be awful. And your mom,
at least you went and got her.
I'll make sure your mom listens to this. And be like, this is what your son says about you on the podcast. But
that's in her 80s, right? Or 70s.
She's none of those things. I don't know. Shut up. Move it on.
We love you, man. We love you. I'm kind of stoked. And supposedly, that this leak, though, was for the Dota thing. But I think this is leaking into Gamescom, because Gamescom's all about that kind of stuff. So, what's that?
Valve's attending Gamescom, right?
Yeah, and they said they have a big announcement to make, too.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They always have a big announcement.
No, but they haven't...
It's going to be about their trading cards that they have me hooked on.
They better not, because they missed out on E3. I think they were playing the wait game, and they probably didn't have anything ready to show for Steambox or something, or for Source Engine 2. They've been working on Source Engine 2 for a long time, so it better fucking deliver. It better blow me away.
Whenever. It'll happen when it happens.
Well, you know what? My thing is, they're a great company, but I want to see them produce more. That's my thing.
But they produce quality things. When they do, they take their time. Like the old Blizzard motto.
There's a difference
until whatever the fuck happened to Blizzard.
There's a difference between taking your time and taking too long. Like Bioshock Infinite. It took 5 years for that game to fucking come out.
What is 5 years? Is that too? How's that?
That's
too long?
Way too fucking long. Level? That's way too fucking long for a game.
When you're getting a great product in the end.
It wasn't a great product though. Bioshock Infinite.
In your
played,
personal opinion, I
played.
Would it be better than like I said this earlier off the podcast? Would it be better if people just didn't announce shit until like a week before it comes out? They're like, oh yeah, we're also making Bioshock Infinite, and it's out next week. Like, oh my god, there'd be so much hype.
The hype would just fly. Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you know, the same thing happened to the game Rage. The game was announced like in 2006, and then, you know, 2007 comes around. They're like, oh, we're still making it. 2008 comes around.
Have we talked about Rage before? It's in a special folder in my Steam library for broken fucking games that don't fucking work. Waste of fucking $10.
I'll tell you.
Can't believe I bought that shit on Steam.
Well,
fuck!
Guess what? I paid full price for that game.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
I don't. You know what? It's got a lot of problems, but you know what? I can't fault it. The shooting mechanics are great. The shotgun felt really good, and I got a lot of smiles on my face from Doom.
Well, do you remember how they were hyping it up, though?
Yeah, it was definitely did not
this
even come close. It did not come even close to what it could have been.
I wanted to like it, but even still in its current state, just like that plus AMD cards. Maybe it's only certain AMD cards. Maybe it's only certain drivers. It's too much fucking work for me. I'm out of there.
They released it on consoles, right?
Yeah, I got it on PC. I didn't have any problems on PC, but it definitely didn't look as good as it could on PC. It was definitely a console port, and then it took them like a week to release the HD texture pack, and the game looked better, but it didn't look like amazing, you know. So if there's a game that really I'm kind of actually looking forward to that really has had no hype whatsoever and I forgot is coming out at the end of this year, that's another id software produced game, is the new Wolfenstein.
Is that game shown at E3?
There is some stuff that leaked out before E3, and you can go on and Google it. There's some gameplay, and it looks kind of cool. It's got something. It's got like, I don't know what it is, but you know, it looks different. It's almost like they're just going off with the crazy. It's almost like Guillermo del Toro, like, inspired the creation of this game a little bit. Like,
I'll give you that.
That's not a bad thing.
You know, I'll give you that. It certainly did seem odd, the gameplay that I say odd. You know, there was something about it.
That seemed different, right? It had, like, it had something to, like, you know, these...
But other than that, like, I don't care.
I'll still probably try it out just because it's Wolfenstein. And, you know, I mean, to me, Wolfenstein's got a little place in my heart as one of the first shooters that I really got into, besides the first Unreal and stuff like that. But other than that, we can roll into news and rumor mill. So,
rumor mill.
Yeah.
Oh. Like a little schoolgirl when it comes to gaming rumors.
Did you have any rumors to talk about?
Well, mainly on the semiconductor plant for Nintendo. The guys that make the semiconductor boards and shit for the Wii U.
You could take some factory related to the production of Wii U parts, Meng.
I just know that they're in kind of trouble. So they said that trouble is on the horizon because of the Wii U not selling. And I don't know if anybody knows, like, you know, the really, really, really easy short story for business is if you've got a factoring plant that makes parts for a product and you aren't selling that product, therefore demand won't be there. Therefore, why would you be making more of that product? So
in everything.
Every time he says, Matt, check your mic, I'm like, oh, my name's Matt too, man.
We both fucking with my head.
By the way, I was recording that.
That's all right.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, so the semiconductor plant for one of them, for main one for Nintendo, reported some bad news. So that news being that that it decided to close 4 semiconductor plants in Japan within 2 to 3 years, including the state of the art factory based on to Suraka, I can't freaking pronounce it, so don't call me a retard. As reported by Wall Street Journal, and this may spell trouble for Nintendo and the Wii U, everyone may ask me what this means, and basically this means that they are going to have to spend more money to get another plant going to make these semiconductors that are going to be in the Wii U. Either that or front the actual factory themselves and make them. And that means a huge hit for the company in terms of money. It also means that it's going to be more expensive for them to make the Wii U. Is the price going to go up? Probably not, because that would be really stupid. But it also may mean that we may not see a price cut this year that everyone is kind of impending that they should have, and I think they should have, to entice new customers. So
things get worse for Nintendo.
Yeah, pretty much. And this is after, it's funny that this came out, because this literally came out, I think, like a couple days after the NPD sales just released at the end of last week for Wii U, and it was, I think, for 160,000 Wii U sold worldwide. That is garbage. That is complete and utter garbage.
Say how much?
160,000 worldwide.
No fucking way. I don't believe that.
It's awful.
Way too low.
Yeah, like, especially
Nintendo would still like be not a company anymore.
They're fine financially. You know, they have like
they make a shitload of money now from the games division.
Yeah, I mean handhelds were up 4%. Also, that was released earlier in July. They were up 4% as a company, but not the NPD sales came out, and pretty much IGN and a couple other people pretty much said what I said, was that the majority of those sales that they saw, that 4% bump, was from just handhelds, because their handheld line has had a great lineup of games. they've had, you know, Fire Emblem this year, and Animal Crossing came out, and, you know, all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, the 3DS is a really good lineup.
Yeah, it's got a...
Sensei 4 just came out.
Yeah, and if you want a handheld, it's like you'd be stupid not to get one, you know?
How many of your friends can you name have a Wii U?
I think just MJ. MJ's the only one.
I got one reckless spender.
Yeah, MJ's the only one that I know that has it, but he's mainly a hardcore Nintendo guy, so he'll get anything Nintendo, you know? There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you love Nintendo, you love Nintendo, you know, whatever. But as a company, though, in a games division compared to other companies... I think they're finally figuring out that because they've been working within this bubble, because let's face it, they kind of have, they basically, you know, everyone else would be doing all these things, taking risks and stuff that, you know, could just doom them, like the Sony who took risks on stuff and financially did doom the company. And Nintendo is off on this other side, just like, hey, we're still we're printing money. They're like, hey,
yeah, it's not breaking news in it anymore. It's like, today, new report in, Nintendo shoots itself in foot again. Like,
yeah,
happens every year.
Every year. So it's either Sony or it's Microsoft or now it's Nintendo. But the bigger thing, though, that people, I think, neglect that is that Nintendo is a company that is used to making money. And I mean that by they are a really greased, oiled, well-working machine. And I mean that by that even on their, I guess, their non-adventurous endeavors, like the GameCube, whatever, they only sold, like, I think 22 million GameCubes. They made a profit on each one sold. The Wii U is the first console they've ever made, I think, for the most part, in Nintendo history, that they lose money on for everyone sold. They have to at least sell one or two pieces of software to recoup the loss of money that they lose on each unit. So... And I think, you know, after hearing all these interviews with Iwata, did an interview that was posted up on 4Gamer, which is it's in Japanese, but it's been translated. There's a Tumblr link on NeoGAF if you want to, like, read it. And it's basically him explaining that he wanted to go into HD much sooner after he's like, they're realizing they wanted to. He's like, we wanted to way back in the Wii. I'm like, well, then why didn't you prepare for this? You know, like, this is what Sony and Microsoft have been doing, and this is what they took hits on. They took a huge risk. They, you know, during that time, 2004, 2005, even in broadcast and, you know, media, we didn't know where HD was really going to go. We knew it's essentially the future for how content was going to be viewed, but we didn't know which direction it went. You know, we still don't kind of. You know, we still got 3D, now we got smart TVs, and now we have 4K.
4K resolutions.
Exactly. We don't even know that's going to become the norm yet. It's too expensive to know. And that's, unfortunately, that's the trade-off of trying to be either an innovator or you want to be just kind of, you want to have something just really kind of like future-proof and new. You know, and
people are already turning away from that. People, you got the people like John Carmack who are more focused on things like VR than greater fidelity.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think they see it as a, it's not a money pit. It's just, I think a lot of companies are embracing, I mean, they are now, but I mean, prior to this upcoming generation, we didn't have a lot of companies investing into indie games, investing into different pay scales, like, you know, free to play and all that stuff. They weren't really utilizing it. They were just kind of like kind of skimming the water. Oh, let's see if DLC works. Let's put out a bunch of bullshit skins, see if people buy it. People buy it. Let's do it for all these fucking games. And it bit them in the ass. It has. I mean, really. I mean, you know, you get games like Call of Duty and all these games that are really popular and they sell millions of copies, and you get these other companies that try to do it, and it doesn't work. And
it's just thank God that never caught on to, like, industry-wide, everybody DLCs the shit out of all their games.
Right, and thank God. Thank God there's people that are smart, you know? So
thank God there's people like CD Projekt Red who, like, public statement, like, we don't want to sell any extra content for the game. It's all fucking
right. They just had an interview, and they made a really good point. They said anything like game updates and patches, things like that. He's like, if we add, like, a couple little things, like a small little quest, you know, that's just kind of like for the fans, that should really be charged, unless it's really, really substantial. He said that, like an expansion, An expansion is a substantial. Expansion is sometimes an entirely...
It should be special, but it's not. People have made expansions that are literally nothing. They're like $15, please.
Yeah, but I'm talking like old school expansions. Like, let's talk, you know, Battle Chess. Real expansions. Yeah, like StarCraft, stuff like that. Those were really... Diablo. Those are really good expansions. Like, Baldur's Gate ones, all those. Those were ones that really,
Everything you're listing is from, like, you know... 10 years ago.
Right, but I mean...
It's not there anymore.
Well, no, there are. I mean, Dragon Age had Dragon Age Awakening, and that was actually its own thing. It was its own storyline, and it was pretty... It was like 12 hours of gameplay, something like that. So, it was its own thing, and they sold it as such, you know? And there's a couple things out there. I think the GTA ones are actually really well done. Like, Lost and Damned, that's like an 8-9 hour campaign, not including any of the side quest stuff that you do. Galad Bay Tony, you know, and then there's Red Dead, Undead Revolver, whatever it's called, Red Dead.
Really?
Undead Nightmare, I guess it's called. Yeah, I played that, and that was fairly long. It was around 5-6 hours.
Everybody really loves that as like its own version of the game.
Yeah, it's definitely its own thing, you know, and it was only like $20, I think. What's that?
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. It adds its own thing, you know. That's okay. And they sold it as such. They didn't lob it off. They made actually a full disc version of that. Same thing with the other stuff. Like Lost of Damned had a disc, I think, a disc release. And so did Galad of Bay Tony. And then they packaged them as
you two. You keep saying Galad of Bay Tony.
Ballad. Okay.
Ballad.
Yeah, sorry. My B's and my G's sometimes sound the same. Sorry. Yeah, so I mean, there's some out there.
It's fine if people want to do that. That's fine. Just don't let it catch on. Well, that's fine. That can catch on. You know, you make substantial content for your game, charges.
Right. Cool.
But I don't know. Fucking horse armor? No. Come on, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So.
Or you could set up a season pass and not produce any content.
Like fucking Bioshock Infinite and a lot of other games.
And release garbage.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so I mean, not to get off track. Go back to
to get off track. Well, that's a change.
Yeah, right. So you know, like I said, back to companies making mistakes and taking leaps. Nintendo to me is finally catching up to taking leaps again. You know, I think the last leap they took was. The GameCube, because they had decent third-party support at that time. And I say decent, I don't say like, you know, the best third-party. But there were releases, like they had Madden and everything else. And they had games like, you know, Beautiful Joe being made and all that stuff. And that was great. And they had Resident Evil 4, which was huge, was great. And I think what happened was it was really their second... I'm not going to say failure, because the N64 I don't think was a failure. But it was a failure in terms of getting other developers on board because they were making cartridge games. And the GameCube was kind of the same way. They were using mini discs in a DVD media-based world. And I think that's Nintendo's... It's always Nintendo's, like, fault.
They haven't had the third-party support since SNES.
In terms of, like, the mass third-party, yeah. I'll say that, yeah. And it's because they pick formats that people... don't want to invest the extra money in because they don't see it as that. And I feel like the Nintendo doesn't see it from the other company's perspective as in, wow, everyone buys DVDs now. You know, that's the media. Maybe we should just make that the media format. No, let's make mini discs. Let's just to be different. I'm like, I guess that's okay, but at the same time, you're fucking yourself because now, you know, people don't want to make games for you because you're using something that they're, A, don't have tools for, or B, just don't want to invest the money in. And right now, no third-party people want to invest money in the Wii U because it's underpowered. Secondly, even though they're not forcing developers to program for the gamepad, it's kind of the attraction of the system. It's on the cover of the box. It's what's in ads, you know. And to not make a game that really utilizes that is kind of stupid because that is the draw of the system.
Yeah, there have been a lot of developers that have like publicly just said they have no interest in the Wii U. So.
Right, and even Ubisoft. Ubisoft now is in shallow water right now. Nintendo is, you know, make or break. If Ubisoft, this coming holiday, if none of their games sell on the Wii U, which they've got a bunch. They've got, you know, Assassin's Creed 4, Watch Dogs, Splinter Cell, Rayman, all that coming out on Wii U.
Every multiplat that you buy on the Wii U is the worst version of the game.
Minus Rayman.
Yeah, well, you know, touchpad things.
Right. Well, Rayman, I heard Rayman was built from the ground up on, for the most part, Wii U.
And it's not like it's going to be pushing hardware anyways. It's
right.
A cartoon.
It's a straight up 2D you know, animated game.
All right, but so everything except Rayman. Are you happy?
There you go. you know, and you've got, well, you got Sega. Sega has a unprecedented partnership with Nintendo, and that's something that they owe, they both benefit because the Mario Sonic Olympic games sell. I think Wonderful 101 will do okay. I don't think Bayonetta 2 is going to do that well. I think it's going to do like maybe a million copies. If
fucking
that.
Shame. Okay, I would buy that game.
I would too.
I don't, you know, somebody wants to give me a Wii U, sure, but I don't know about buying one.
Yeah, it's not, that doesn't, to me, sell the system. And, you know, I feel this is Nintendo's problem, is they know how to make money in terms of being an efficient company. Like, they're very efficient. There's, like, no leaks. Like, they keep that shit on lockdown. They're efficient in terms of how they micromanage the different teams. Like, they don't have, their internal studios work as in they're in different groups. Hey, you guys are working on Mario 3D. Hey, you guys are helping these guys with Super Smash Brothers. Hey, you guys are working on this game, like, and they alternate, you know. And unfortunately, because Nintendo neglected the rest of the world in terms of technology, they didn't invest money into networking. They didn't invest money into developing HD software tools for the developers early on in the Wii's cycle. So then they can have this nice, easy transition, you know, transgression into the Wii U or whatever they would have called it, you know. But they didn't, and now I think that's kind of, it's kicking their ass, you know. It took them forever to get TV services to working, you know, and you know they're updating the shit out of the console like all the time because it's slow, it doesn't work well, you know. They're just now. They announced that they're slowly going to be integrating the 3DS store or some part of the store in with the Wii U, which I freaking made a podcast about that almost like half a year ago that they should have done, and they should have had that in the pipeworks. Like, that literally should have been within the first month of the release of the console. Would have been like, hey, what's that called? The Street Pass? Isn't that like where it's like a bunch of little mini games that you buy? You can buy them all and save like for $15, and it's like whenever they come out and release, you just get them on your 3DS.
I don't know. I thought the Street Pass is just when you walk past somebody.
I know.
Oh no, like, yeah, so, you know, it's like a little fucking player card. Yeah, so when you walk past, like, you know, Reggie or Iwata, it says like their Street Pass comes.
I don't know. It's Reggie, I thought Street Pass was like, it's basically, it's like almost like it's a game pass. Like, you pay for
their
it.
Wii Sports thing.
And you get
like,
what's
their Wii things?
No, it's for 3DS. It's like basically, it's almost like a season pass. Only the season pass. It's like a monthly pass for a bunch of game releases. It's kind of like Plus, only you're not buying a subscription for a year. You're buying it for actually these individual games. So you're paying like, instead of each game's like usually like $4.99 because they're little small app based games. So you basically pay $15 and you get the releases as they come out. So they should have been doing that like right off the bat, right within the first month of the release of the console. And they should have had HD versions of classic games, like SNES games, like Super Metroid HD. Like, all I had to do was have it in HD, like, make it look crisp. Like, you know how good? I just popped in. Nelly bought a couple of weeks ago X-Men, the arcade game on PSN. And you know what? It didn't look bad for a game that's, you know, like, friggin' almost 20 years old. It, you know, it's just an HD pass. It's an HD res. It still plays fine. Plays with a freaking arcade stick, it's still a good time. That's all they had to do. Those games are still classic. They still play really well. They'd had to just do an HD resolution, add Miiverse support, and maybe if they wanted to have some kind of trophy system, if they wanted to incorporate into their console. But they have nobody else to blame but themselves. So
what you're trying to say is, breaking news, Nintendo was readmitted to the hospital for shooting themselves on the foot again?
Pretty much. And, you know, the only thing that's saving them is their handheld. The handheld's still going strong. So, and that's even, this is recording even after Pikmin 3.
Oh, yeah, Pikmin 3 just came out, right?
Right, and I mean,
such a fanfare everywhere.
Yeah, right. It's like the sales are like they're doing okay, but it's not that game is really catering to a certain demographic. It's not a big worldwide release like a Mario game is.
I think Pikmin's pretty cool. The thing is, like, next week, a bunch of people are going to look at game releases and going to be like, oh shit, Pikmin came out last week? Like, yeah, where is that on the radar?
And guess what? It came out on a fucking Sunday. Like, that's also, that shoots them in the foot. Like, having the releases on Sunday. Like, I don't get it.
You know? What a weird.
It is weird. Like, you know, and, you know, you have, like, Dragon's Crown came out, and that's a fairly highly.
There's a lot of buzz around it.
You know what I mean? Because it's a cool game. So you got that. And then guess what? We have, literally within a week and a half, we've got Saints Row 4. That's a pretty big game. I mean, you know, maybe. What's that?
When's that out?
That's August, like, 20th.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that's a big game. I mean, even though, you know, I'm going to rent it and play it because it's still going to be fun. But that's kind of it's got a big following. I mean, Saints Row the Third, I think, sold like 6 to 8 million copies. That's pretty fucking good.
Speaking of Saints Row the Third, it's up in this week's Humble Bundles. Check that out, everybody. Go support Deep Silver.
There you go. I forgot. They own that now, right? They bought the property?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
From defunct THQ.
Yeah.
So, about Saints Row, it started off as just a GTA knockoff, right? And then they have GTA, or Saints Row 1 is like, okay, that's what we're going to try and do. And Saints Row 2 was more the same. But then Saints Row 3, they were like, fuck that. We're just going to take our best bits, which is our zany shit.
I would say the...
Take it to 11.
I think that the goal of them was basically to have you, the player, playing the things they loved about GTA, not the story stuff as much, but just like the crazy awesome side missions, and they kind of based the game around that. And then Saints Row 2 kind of upped it with more like humor, and then Saints Row 3, like, you know what, throw a dildo bat in there, fuck it.
Yeah,
you know?
Saints Row 3 is just like, off the wall.
It is off the wall,
Saints
but
Row 4,
awesome.
They absolutely know what they're doing. They're like, this is what we do, right? This is their jokes. This is up their alley.
But
you have two bills as the president, fuck cancer, and let them eat cake.
You've got,
they got their
superpowers
jokes.
In the new one. It's awesome.
You're fucking president with superpowers.
Yeah.
You're fucking aliens.
You ride an eagle jet.
It's
off an
the wall
eagle
crazy.
Jet. It's so awesome.
It's just something super enjoyable about it.
Yeah, it is. Especially that you play with a friend. It's go around, have some fun.
What's the word? It is fun. That's right.
Yeah. It's exactly what they don't have people take it anymore in that. Like, hey, I want you to enjoy it, have some fun, you know, we'll make it enjoyable for you. So yeah, they have that, and then they've got, you know, Wii U's got more competition. Right after that, guess what comes after that in September? GTA 5. One of the most biggest hype games of this year besides The Last of Us. That game is going to fucking sell gangbusters. And that's on current gen. And then guess what? 2 months after that, even a month after that, you've got Battlefield 4, and you've got, like, you know, all these other games coming out, like the new Batman game, and you've got, like, Assassin's Creed 4, and then you've got Watch Dogs, and then you've got next-gen consoles. How do you expect to sell against that? Like, you know, my thing is they need a price cut. They need it now. They need to bundle that with either Pikmin, Wonderful 101, or some other game that shows the pad. Like the new Rayman game I heard utilizes the pad really in a really unique way. They need something that really just, like, it needs to come down $100. They need to just eat it and just bundle it with a game and then have it just fly off store shelves. You know why? Because people have still got their original stock from Christmas still. Because, you know, and now that they're not going to be able to maybe, you know, break even on a software sale when somebody buys a console, they've got to try to get as many of those consoles in people's hands so that when their big games come out in 2014, those games are flying off shelves because that's pure profit for them. So, you know, the software is really where a lot of companies make their profit. Software and services, unfortunately, where Nintendo has no fucking services really to fall back.
There's only so much money that's going to be going into the games industry this holiday season, right?
Right.
And so much of it is already just tied up into next gen. So Nintendo's fucked. The end.
I wouldn't say they're fucked as a company.
To bluntly put it,
they've got $10 billion in, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to go under.
But
anything.
The Wii U itself
this
is
console generation. They're in third place, and they're in third place by a fucking long shot.
Yeah. So, and this they're just not doing anything. They just released yesterday a new video promotional video, and it's fucking awful. Like, it's just, they were trying to make it funny about, like, the gamepad and shit. And this, and the guys are like, hey, Wii U gamepad. And it sounds like a fucking add-on for the Wii still. And I'm like, you need to just drop the name. Just call it Nintendo U. I came up with this. Call it Nintendo U. And you're done. That's it. People will understand the U stands in for the tablet, for your interaction with the console. To me, that, and what they also need to do is create a patch, software patch that makes it so you can sync your 3DS with your Wii U, and then you can do off-screen play. So somebody that has a Wii U can plop down, do off-screen play. So you, in essence, you can have two Wii U type devices going, because that was the problem I heard, is that they couldn't get the frame rate correctly when they had two of them synced together to the console. It just wouldn't work correctly. Like, there was huge frame rate drops and shit in games. Like, it just didn't work. So, to me, that's the easiest thing they could do. And all they had to do was probably make some kind of a peripheral and have it attaches to the 3DS, like, through the game cartridge section or whatever, or connects to the USB, and it's basically a wireless display adapter that would sync to the Wii U. And then, boom, you're set. Like, that's how they can do it, and then bundle a 3DS with it.
So we're going to print you up some business cards that say Papa Cheeks, brand manager, full of ideas.
Yeah, seriously. I'll walk in the fucking Nintendo, like, show me everything. I'll make sure you guys fucking, your NPD next quarter is in the fucking green.
Make sure of it.
I'll make sure of it. I won't fucking sleep. I'll fucking just, you know, I'll tell them, but I'm like, you're going to have to spend money. Like, that's what I'm going to tell me. You're going to have to do... We're going to do a brand new ad campaign. We're going to fucking get rid of the Wii U name. We're going to do a bunch of shit. We're going to invest probably at least a couple $100 million. So, and that's going to go for fucking... It's not going to go even towards games. It's going to be just to whip around to spin the new Nintendo. And I go, and then you know, just whatever you have for your releases, which is you've got Smash Brothers and Mario Kart next year, which are fairly strong titles. They're gonna sell, and with this new spin, you guys would be golden. So, but whatever, they don't have me. I'm not on payroll. So.
They're lost.
They're lost. So, yeah. So speaking of that, also rumor mill. Speaking of stuff, and we're not gonna get into GamesCon rate yet, because that's, to me, that should be at the end, because it's coming up literally in, like, what, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
25th. So, I thought it was the 21st. 21st.
I think it's the 25th, and I think I just looked it up. Jeez.
All right. Anyway.
It could be like the 21st to the 25th. Oh my God, what if I didn't read the website correctly?
So, speaking of bundle stuff, word got out. GameSpot posted a little article, and I don't know if it was followed up by anybody, but they're from a couple legitimate sources saying that GamesCon, Sony will announce a $500 bundle that is the PS4 with the Vita.
No way.
Yes way.
You said this about E3 and I didn't believe it. That's I don't know.
This is coming. This is coming from.
Just we're in the rumor mill, though. Remember?
Yeah,
we're in the rumor mill. All right.
That would be just insane.
But it would make sense to, and if you think about it, it makes sense for the simple reason is the Vita took a price hit in Japan, but it stayed the same in America and UK. So why would it stay the same? Probably because maybe they're waiting, and they were waiting to see what their what Microsoft did to counterbalance their announcement at E3. They probably had it ready. They could have said, "Hey, $500 bundle with the Vita," but they're waiting. They're waiting to see what, you know, what talks were on the internet, how Microsoft handled it. Since Microsoft is coming back a little bit, and you know, I think they're starting to pick up steam a little bit, positive steam. I think they're just like, all right, well, then GamesCon, we're going to – because they said that it's going to be very PS4 focused. But a couple other people that work for Sony has said it's going to be very Vita focused. So I'm like, well, it sounds like they're combining the two. And from all the talk from E3 with the streaming to the Vita and how indies have kind of, in a sense, become the new AAA developers for the Vita, because minus, like, you know, Killzone, Mercenaries – Dragon's Crown, and maybe a couple other games, there's not a lot of big releases coming out on the Vita. So the biggest game releases have been like the indie games. Like Guacamelee is now on the Vita. Hotline Miami is coming to the Vita.
Hey, Guacamelee now coming to Steam.
Yep, I heard that. I can't wait. So the game's awesome. And also, you know, Mercenary Kings, that's probably going to be on the Vita as well. So, or they're going to have, like, hey, almost every game on PSN is going to be available on the Vita. You can just buy it through the store. So, I propose that at GamesCon, that's going to be the big reveal. They're going to reveal some. They're going to reveal more footage for the games they've already shown. Like Killzone, Shadowfall, they're showing multiplayer. They announced at GamesCon. They're probably going to show maybe some more stuff of 1866, The Order.
Yeah, I think they actually confirmed it, that there was going to be gameplay of that, The Order, and whatever that other game that they showed.
Or the gameplay, or they could just say they're showing like more in-depth footage for the release trailer, and it's going to be like a documentary.
I think there's gameplay. I think they said gameplay. Yeah? Okay. I think I'm reporting here in the rumor mill. Facts in the rumor mill.
Makes no sense.
That was gameplay.
Oh, by the way, did you know that the guys that are making that game, I thought they were the top tier premier team that worked on God of War 3, but they're not. They're actually the other team that worked on Ready at Dawn, right? They're the guys that made God of War Chains of Olympus for the PSP.
Yeah, the handheld ones.
Right, which is crazy.
I thought we already talked about that, but
well,
okay.
Where the fuck are those guys that make God of War 3? They must be working on some fucking deep, like, secret shit.
Yeah. Going deep. Cover
black clearance, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they only produce mediocre titles anyways. Yeah.
I would love to see some more Second Son gameplay, because I watched the behind-the-scenes Smoke and Mirrors last week, and it looks fucking so good. I want it now, so... But, yeah, so I think that's what's – I mean, it's a rumor mill, but, I mean, I would kind of – it's just weird. I guess it's weird because I don't think the PS3 ever had a PSP bundle. So it's just kind of weird that, you know, doing that. But at the same time, they didn't have, you know, PSN titles really available.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If they're giving out Vitas with PS4s, PSN Plus gives you all those free games for Vita and for... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's their plan, man. Think about it. That's their plan. Then when they get Gaikai running in 2014, you can stream your PS4 games to your Vita.
That would be way too good for consumers. So much free shit.
Well, that's what they want to do. I mean, now, how they pull it off, that's a different story. You know what I mean? It could go two ways. I really don't know how much money from PlayStation Plus they've been using to revamp their networking, which I'm hoping they're doing. I hope that's where the money's going, because it needs it's serviceable, it's fine, but it definitely needs an overhaul. You know what I mean? Like, you compare the online connection functionality compared to Xbox or Microsoft. In Microsoft, I would say it beats them. I mean, it's still comparable, but Microsoft, I would say the fidelity is a lot better, you know. So I'm hoping, but mainly because they've had paid service for bajillion years almost. They've had it for like eight years. So I'm hoping since, you know, PlayStation Plus has had a couple years on it and it's been fairly successful, hopefully that money's been reinvested into the networking. So yeah. So that's the big rumor mill. I've seen gameplay of Blacklight Retribution for PS4. That's also going to be at GamesCon, and it looks pretty fucking good.
There was a trailer that was linked, right, where the game crashed when they were playing, and you could see the PS4's interface, beta interface. You know?
Yeah, it was a stream, but they were playing it for a while. They were playing, like, it was just against bots, but it looked really smooth, and the guy playing, who'd never played it before, was doing pretty well with the fucking PS4 controller. So, and he really said how really good the triggers are, so... that'll be at launch, but the biggest thing that's, I think, it's kind of big is Microsoft definitely confirmed that game capture, hardware, like, you know, your Hoppage HDP VRs, if anybody out there doesn't know what those are, all those YouTube videos you watch of your gameplay, you know, of a game that you like, or a game you're trying to check out how it is. A lot of those YouTubers are using these type of things, whether it be from Roxio, Hoppage, Avertech, you know, even Mad Catz, I believe, has their own game capture hardware.
Mad Catz is in everything. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's a little box that you hook up to your PC, and then your console goes through it, and it goes out to your TV. So basically, it's the in-between device for recording for consoles. For PC, if you have a really crazy high-end PC and you don't mind taking a couple frame hits, A lot of people do recording right through the software itself. Like they'll run Fraps or Adobe Recorder, whatever it's called, in the background, and will record the gameplay as they're playing. But having a separate hardware device helps you, so you don't have to take the frame hits, and gives you better control over your the files that you record and everything. So you actually can, if there's good software like Sony Vegas, you can actually mix in the microphones like the microphones we use. You could be talking and mixing in your voice that you're, you know, maybe like doing a preview. You know, basically, that's how Giant Bomb does it. Even.
All right. Enough about the how. Why are we talking about this?
Microsoft announced it. That they're, you know, that stuff will work. Like if you're already using it for 360, you already have a YouTube channel. The stuff that you have, for the most part, will work with Xbox One. But Sony hasn't said shit.
We're gonna make you expand upon your YouTube channel a lot with a lot of more playthrough videos and stuff.
That's fine, but I suck at talking and playing.
With commentating as you do it.
Yeah, because I'm so in the game. I'm just so into it. You know.
That's completely understandable. Let me and Brahms. Sitting there commentating.
Yeah, you just tell me I suck. Hey, you suck, Cheeks.
Cheeks here, looking for another fucking dog tag.
You play, we'll watch you play. We'll tell everybody else how bad you are while you're playing.
Oh, yeah. Look, he found another one. Why are we looking for hidden packages? So, progress the story!
But I'm stoked. The only thing I don't like, since we're talking about rumor mail, you know what I don't like? I don't like...
Wait, we're still in the rumor mail?
Well, I'm just saying, like that. It's
we're back in the rumor mill. You gotta open up that door and enter into the rumor mill. That way, like, it doesn't matter what you say. It's like almost, you know. All right, go on.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, since Sony, it is in the rumor mill that Sony, you know, right now hasn't denied or confirmed any of this shit. But I hate trolls.
Oh, here we go.
I hate fucking people, and I understand. Sometimes I can be a troll baiter. Like I get pissed at people, and I try to be reserved. I'm not a Phil Fish guy, but I try to reserve what I say. Try to be the most intelligent way possible, but sometimes it comes off a little pretentious, and you get people that either A, aren't as educated in the industry or don't understand like what you're trying to say and take it the wrong way, and then just kind of run with it. And that's how trollers to me start, or they're just people that just want to be fucking dicks. Like, they'll be on a fucking forum, everyone's having a good civil conversation, and I'm like, oh, yeah, suck my dick. I'm like, all right, thanks, kittyfuck225. Thank you for that. So,
classy.
Yeah, right. But I got a little bit of a spit with somebody on the comment section, the trenches of IGN comment section, which I tried to stay away from.
The trenches is in the Mariana Trench, like the bottom of the bottom, or the trenches is in where the war happened?
Where the war happens. And I try to stay away from it, but it's kind of hard because this new thing that a lot of sites are using called Discuss, like I'm on Superhero Hype a lot because I'm big, giant comic nerd, and I get a lot of my news there because they're run by comingsoon.net and all that shit. And whenever you go on there, it will show you, depending on, doesn't matter which site it's on, it'll show you that you've got new updates. Like, oh, this person commented to your comment on from this comment section on this site, and you click it and it takes you there or whatever. Well, was that news that came out last week about the NPD sales for the Wii U, and also someone had commented in the same thing about the whole semiconductor plant having problems. And I commented, and he's like, hey, you know, I mean, I think this reviewer, or that reviewer, this article was fairly spot on. I go, as a company, Nintendo is okay. They got billions of money in the bank because they've been a profitable company. But as a console, for a home console, they're not doing well. It's going to be a hard year for them. And fucking people just came out of the woodworks and just like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I was just, you know, I didn't really pay any attention, and I was in a conversation with a couple people, and, you know, they agreed with me. We were throwing links around, you know, citing our opinions, or at least backing up our opinions. And this fucking guy just goes off. He's like, you have no basis to say the shit that you said, yada, yada, yada. You know, you have no clue what you're talking about. And then, I don't know, he just said the right amount of words in the correct structure
You pushed him over the edge? Don't you take a picture of your business card and you mail it to him?
No.
brand manager.
I just fucking kind of went off a little bit on him. I was like, all right. I was like, well, if you want to be that way, fine. I was like, I posted a bunch of links. I cited my you know, my opinion on the matter, on what I thought. And he just like, oh, I don't, you know, none of those links prove anything. None of those links, I don't understand your connection. And I'm like, okay. And then I fucking went through it again. I was like, okay, yada, 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 yada. Link, 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 link. Here you go. That doesn't prove anything, yada, yada, yada. And I go, okay. I'm like, okay. So I basically went and talked to four other people. And I was like, here's this guy. Would you talk to him? Like, I'm like, this is, I'm putting links up, like, from legitimate sources. I'm putting interviews by Miyamoto and Iwata that about them wanting to go into HD era sooner and how it's kind of effed them as a console company right now. And the kid just couldn't see that. And finally, I had to pull like a fucking Dora the Explorer and fucking draw it out in fucking crayon for this.
Say backpack.
Yeah, seriously. I had to draw it out in crayon for this guy. I finally literally just put, all right, this is what I meant. Boom. This is the link. This is what I meant by this link. Boom. And finally, it was a giant silence. I was like, I was at work. So I had a bunch of shit I had to do. And then I came back that night. I came home and I checked it. And I was like, oh, I have a new company. He's like, okay, what would you do then? What would you do for if you're in Nintendo's position? And I gave him my 2 cents. And then
whoa, why didn't you charge him first?
No. Wow. Nice pun. And I gave him my spiel. I said, this is what I think Nintendo should do. And this is really the only option, in my opinion, that they have at this point. And he goes, you know what? I kind of agree. And I fucking, oh. But to me, people like that, I wouldn't say he's like the epitome of a troll. But when people are, you know, have a really good conversation, it's not in bitter in any way. It's not people saying, hey, fag, you're a douche, yada, yada, yada. It's very civil. People just, you know, expressing their opinions. And they're in the great thing is when they quote stuff or they're bringing in links to cite and to back up their opinion or, you know, whatever they're trying to prove. And the people just ignore it. They just don't want to read it because they're fucking in denial, because they're a little fanboy. And I fucking hate that shit. Don't be so objective. Just because maybe you don't see it at that junction or you don't agree with it doesn't mean that person is moronic, in the wrong, or doesn't know, you know, just as much, if not more, than you do. And that's, to me, that's where flame bait and troll wars in you know, system wars all comes around, is people just not accepting things that are like fact. Like, hey, Microsoft makes a shitload of money off Xbox Live. No, they don't. Oh, PSN's more successful. Well, I'm sorry, but go fucking look at the numbers for them.
Based off of what? They're just uninformed.
Yeah, it's like, hey, where was Microsoft like 2 years ago? They definitely were not in the red. So it's like, the Xbox brand was doing something right. Mm-hmm. So it's just people, you know, like. And a lot of it's on Gaff too. Like, it's not just, you know, it's not just Gaff is even more notorious for the simple reason as long as it's civil or as long as you don't say hurtful things, you can get away with a lot of shit. And it's people just putting up like troll flame bait, like, you know, GIFs and memes and all that shit. And it's just, ugh. It really is. Like, that kind of stuff is the armpit of the internet. You know, and it's like, I love having conversations. Unfortunately,
we're never going to get rid of it.
But, you know, I'm glad that NeoGAF at least has some kind of filter. You know, there's some kind of like, you know, they don't let everybody in NeoGAF. There's a process. But mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the threads that get started are from these kids that gave bullshit emails, you know, work emails to get into GAF and have no fucking clue. Like, I'm okay with somebody that wants to get in and learn more about the industry and talk to certain people that, like, have a lot of ins in the industry. And a lot of people on GAF do. Like, they're friends with developers and all this shit. But just you've got to have a level head and you've got to be able to just accept things, even if you don't understand them or they're foreign to you. What's that? Go ahead.
But don't be afraid to be skeptical. But go on.
Right.
The internet is on watch. I've been wrong. Cheeks has it out for you.
I've been wrong before. I was wrong on stuff. Like, I was like, I didn't, I read back my comment, one of my comments, and I was like, he misunderstood. I was like, oh, I said my grammar isn't perfect. Sorry. You know, my bad. I said that, you know, I was like, hey, sorry. And I've been wrong before. I thought like, hey, I thought this developer did this. I'm pretty sure. And the guy's like, nope, and puts a link up. Oh, sorry, I stand corrected. And, you know, and I admit it, you know. You got to be humble. It's the internet, man. It's just like with Phil Fish. You got to be able to fucking – you can dish it, but you got to also be able to take it, you know. Yep. So other than that, did I say that I pre-ordered a PS4?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so on other notes, me talking about consoles on the internet, I traded in my Xbox 360 finally – and got a really good amount for it, and pre-ordered a PS4.
I actually had a really good segue for that earlier when you were talking about PS4 games.
Yeah.
Oh, well, missed opportunity.
Well, it's the last thing, because I traded in The Last of Us. I'm done with it. And I traded in Injustice. So, because I'm pretty much, I haven't played that since I got it in April. So, I just haven't had time. Like, I was, like, it was really busy, and then I got a bunch of other games. I think I was playing a couple in-between games, and then Last of Us came out, and that pretty much – I just dropped Injustice Cold Turkey. So, but I'm probably going to pick Last of Us up again when it's got the DLC in it, which like I do care about it because it's character DLC, but there's only one character DLC, and the rest is all multiplayer. And the multiplayer is like, you know, it's okay, but it's not my thing. So, but whatever. But, yeah, a PS4, I got a half paid off. I'm probably gonna either trade some more stuff in, or I'll probably just, like, you know, pay the rest of it off when I go in and pick it up. But yeah.
Jesus, taking the plunge. Did you pre-order the X-Bone yet?
No, God no. It's too much, and I don't want Kinect. I'm hoping the fuck a year from now they have a version that's without Kinect.
They've always creeped me the fuck out for some reason.
Like, Kinect is the future. What's wrong with you guys?
What's that?
Something about a camera that follows me I don't like.
Yeah, and like, and if you forget to turn it on, it's always on. Or if you forget to turn it off, like, and I don't want it with the camera. Like, is it that bad?
I like my privacy. Just being able to lounge around in my underwear. Like,
you don't get to decide what the future is. Microsoft decides, and they say it's the Kinect.
And by the way, Titanfall cover art got leaked, and I kind of like it, but it kind of looks generic. Cool. It's just
official?
Yeah, it's the box is an open Titan, like the cockpit's open, and the arm is extended, and the pilot's like in his gear, like squatting down and leaning on the arm, like, and there's like a silhouette of like a city in the back. It's kind of cool looking, but we've seen it. It was something that was actually on the cover of like Game Informer, or one of them. So it's just like whatever. I mean there's worse out there, but you know. If there's anybody that's got the best cover art right now, I have to actually say it's Nintendo.
Because?
Just Wonderful 101 looks great. Sonic Lost World cover art looks great. There's a lot of their games cover art. Pikmin 3, the cover art's fucking, I love it. I think it's probably the prettiest cover I've ever seen. It's just unique. It's just
now
really nice looking.
Now I'm Googling Pikmin 3.
It looks cool. It's just three Pikmin on like a tree branch. And it says, and it's like in a four. It says Pikmin 3. It's just really cool looking. Like it's really awesome. It's not so like in your face like a regular movie poster, or in your face like a Call
right.
of Duty.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know.
It almost looks. It doesn't. I can't explain it.
The composition's nice.
It looks surreal. Like, yeah. It doesn't look like it's.
It's a good use of space.
Obviously, it's not from the game.
Right, but. I like the one for Wonderful 101. That one's awesome. It's like you've got Beautiful Joe written all over it. It's just so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that game. I want that game so bad. Why the fuck does it have to be a Nintendo?
Spiritual success.
It really is. So, but yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, there's not really. I don't know. I don't think there was any much for me to talk about. I mean, we talked about Left 4 Dead a little bit. You know, that's late, but we won't really know anything.
Did we just get like an hour and 20 minutes in? You said, I don't think there's that much to talk about.
Oh, we could talk for hours. Well, Cheeks could talk for hours, yeah. Which is perfectly fine.
But, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot going on. There's not a lot of games coming out. I mean, really, not until Saints Row comes out. That's in, like, 2 weeks.
I mean, Origins is coming out. Batman.
It's not until October, though.
I know there's quite a few. Like, Cloudberry Kingdom just came out, which is an interesting platformer.
The biggest, on Steam. Yeah, that's fairly decent. The biggest games coming out right now is Dragon's Crown's fairly big. I hope it sells well. But Saints Row 4 and GTA 5. And I'm on the fence of buying GTA 5. Because I've seen that the gameplay, it looks fucking phenomenal. But I may just wait, you know. But I may just pick it up. I don't know.
If you're a fan, you're absolutely going to buy it. Like, it's not a quality discussion. Like, the only reason you're not going to get it is money, or you're not a fan.
I'm a fan of GTA. I'm just not a fan of, like, I thought GTA 4's story was awful, but the gameplay I thought was good.
Oh, I'll shell money out for 5.
But the thing that's got me, actually, speaking of GTA, also on just a little tidbit on the rumor mill, is Red Dead Redemption sequel on next gen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was talked about. One of the guys was saying
that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that game still looks fucking phenomenal. Imagine what it looks like on fucking next gen. My eyes would blow out of my socket. So, and also, part of GTA 5 being on PC.
Was that official?
Not official, but people are saying that they saw screenshots of keyboard mouse controls or something like that.
With the amount of community support they get on PC.
The last one's on PC. Everybody assumes it's going to be on PC, yeah. And only recently, but people have been just throwing a fit because it's not official yet.
Yeah.
So, same thing with everything. It'll happen with time, just no reason to get up in arms, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm fine waiting.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it. Unless anybody else had anything they wanted to kind of add or
talk
about.
Do we even get to talk about what we've been playing?
I haven't been playing anything.
What have you been playing?
Oh, we're going to go right into that? Sure. Guys, I've been playing The Witcher 2 because I just bought that on the Steam Summer Sale, and I think it's a fucking incredible game.
I thought you played it before.
No.
Oh, sorry,
I played it a little bit back when it came out. You know,
where are
you
right now?
The height of the hype. Everybody was like, 10 out of 10, greatest game ever made, and I was like...
Are you past the intro time where you're interrogated?
I'm halfway through chapter 3.
Isn't it amazing looking? Even now, it's like a 2-year-old game.
Oh, yeah. My computer can't run that thing on Max.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They're still adding stuff to it.
They just came out with a full combat rebalance official from the devs.
Yeah, so if you want to use a controller, you can. They're so smart. Where's Cyberpunk? I want to see some shit of that. Is that gonna be at Gamescom?
I don't know.
Because they're at Gamescom.
They're gonna be there. They're gonna show The Witcher 3. Maybe they'll have something about that.
I heard that game, dude. I've seen some shit from that. It looks so pretty. The fact that it's open world just makes me drool.
Yeah, that's a great developer. And before I was only, interested in it because it's got great, theme going for it.
Well, I love it because it feels so authentic. The whole political thing with the races, how, dwarves and elves are kind of...
Oh, now you're talking about The Witcher again? I thought you were talking about Cyberpunk.
No, I'm just saying, we haven't seen anything. I mean, Cyberpunk, if it's anything, I hope it's kind of in the vein of Witcher in terms of, the quality and how the game plays. If it's anything, Witcher.
Sure, it will be.
So, but, The Witcher.
This is what I said about The Witcher to my friend. I said it has its lore and it does it. That's what the developer is all about. They're like, The Witcher is a series of books and they're trying to make, that.
Right.
So they got their own, stuff. They're sticking to it and it feels like alive,
I forgot. I did play something. I played and beat last week Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Oh, wow, that was fast. I know it's a short game.
It's short, but it's fucking awesome. It's hilarious. I laughed so hard. Oh.
Well, Cheeks, when he plays a game, is dedicated to it. It gets beat that night.
Well, it's an expansion. It really is short. It's still got stuff I could play in it. I didn't conquer all the bases.
100% did.
Right, but the story is only about 5 hours long, but it's pretty awesome. That's DLC done right. $20 or $14 for 5-6 hours with, obviously more content if you 100% it, whatever. But
I think it's $15. Don't try and overprice it here. It's $15. It's $15.
I got it for $7 on the Steam sale. So
yeah, I got it for $7.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they did that. And they did that other one, that Gunslinger, which I hear is good too. So
and there's a potential sequel in the works for Blood Dragon.
Yep. So yeah, that's how stuff should be done. At least, you know, that's, I think it's very positive. They sold over 500,000. Copies, which is great for like a DLC spinoff game. That's great, especially for one that's like $15. That's freaking awesome. So yeah, so I think they should continue that. I hope we see more of that in other games like Watch Dogs or something like that. I'd love it if it was a totally opposite. Imagine Watch Dogs with, if they made it like Tron.
That you're talking, it's like its own, like,
yeah,
that would be interesting.
Change up DLC,
yeah. Be fucking awesome. It's like, I love Tron. I have, like, imagine that, like driving around and shit. Obviously, if they did that, they'd probably have to get like huge deal with Disney. So
while we're talking about Ubisoft, okay, and Blood, right, Dragon, yeah, dear Ubisoft, stop using Uplay.
Oh god, I don't like it awful at all. Well, at least it's not bad as the Rockstar client, like we said before.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't even remember what it's called. It gave me nightmares.
Did you guys see the shark stuff for Assassin's Creed 4?
Nope.
Fucking
no.
Kind of cool.
Shark?
Yeah, there's sharks, and like you can hunt great white sharks.
That sounds pretty friggin' epic.
It is, and it's like something out of Jaws.
Neat.
It looks like they kind of copied the scene from Resident Evil 4, the lake scene when you're in the lake, and you have to like spear it, and then it drags your boat. Okay. It's a lot like that. Like there, you can, if you you can hunt animals. In this one, you're in a small little skiff, and you harpoon it, and it's so huge, it just fucking pulls the whole boat. And you got, and it's, and what it'll do, it'll go deep down in the water. And
did they purposely coincide this with Shark Week?
Oh yeah, totally. They totally did, which is smart on their part. So, but it looks fucking cool. Like, you know, I swore off Assassin's Creed after 3 because 3 was kind of a bullshit, but I feel like they're taking all the good stuff that was good about 3 and taking all the bullshit bad stuff that Assassin's Creed series has had, like the bullshit storyline with fucking like aliens and all this stupid shit is just stupid.
Well, I think you have too much hype in that. I would move your investment of hype out of Assassin's Creed and move it into something
Watch Dogs
better.
Yeah, I want Watch Dogs. It looks good. I'm debating whether it be my first game. Like, I'm gonna buy a game with my PS4. I just don't know what. It's either gonna be, I want to have something that's gonna be like take up my time. You know what I mean? Like Knack, I probably could beat like 7-8 hours. But according to Cerny, it's more like a 20-hour game. But I don't know. I want something I can actually play and, you know, and just kind of roam around and make have it look amazing and. So I'm probably looking at probably Watch Dogs, and then probably Battlefield 4, just for an online shooter. Either that, or I'll just play Retribution, so which is free to play. So that's pretty much my thing. I mean, that's all really. That or of kills.
I think we covered it all. Why don't you just look over the bullet points, make sure we hit all of those, and we'll touch base with Hornet.
Yeah,
and if he's got nothing to add,
yeah.
Hornet, do you have anything to add?
Not at the current moment.
Well, then.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, there ain't much really going on. Yeah, I mean, we've got, that's decent time, so there's not much really going on. Like I said, we're kind of waiting until GamesCon. That's actually huge. And then we've got Tokyo Game Show right after that in September, and it's kind of exciting time because I feel like I think the things have been building, people are talking, and I think that the companies are ready to show what more about what the systems are about, because I think they have more probably done. So, you know,
yeah, Gamescom is shaping up. I said earlier it's looking like E3 too.
It really is. I mean, in all honesty, especially if they're going to show Dragon Age there, they're going to show more of The Witcher 3. We're going to see more of the games that are already announced for PS4. So we're going to see multiplayer for Killzone. Suppose we're going to be seeing more for Rise for Xbox, more of Dead Rising, more of hopefully just everything, you know, more for Vita. We'll see if they announce that bundle. We'll see. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Nintendo. I forgot. I didn't see it. I'll probably have to watch
Nintendo
it afterwards.
Direct.
Nintendo Direct was today, which That shows you how fucking Nintendo didn't even care. It wasn't even on my mind. The fact that,
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah. The fact that, you know, you're watching Dota International and I didn't even care enough to fucking look it up when I got home shows you. You know what I mean? That shows you just everything. Like, you know, fucking Nintendo, just get somebody from America to help you with your campaign. Somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. God. Ugh.
You'll email them your business card.
Yeah, I'll email them. Like, all right, hire me. And you're fucking be in the green by next quarter. Yeah, so I think that's it. I mean, other than that, I think either next week, hopefully we can podcast again. And we'll probably talk about more rumors. Mainly, hopefully, I'll have
rumor mill.
I'll have more. You'll have more, but you're too conquered. I want to hear more of your thoughts as you get deeper in the game. I'm going to play some Dragon's Crown this week because I fucking want to play that really bad. So I'll be playing some of that. And I don't know what you're going to play, Hornet. You're probably going to be real busy.
RPG Maker I might buy.
Give me a fucking break.
Hey, it's fun. I find different things entertaining sometimes.
Absolutely. You're gonna spend 20 hours like, oh man, look at what I can do here. Setting up triggers and scripting events. Yeah. Oh boy. And you're never gonna fucking make anything. They're gonna have your money.
Really bored.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god.
And I need to polish off the last couple hour or last hour or two of Hotline Miami.
Oh, so good.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It is.
So... Yep, so thanks for listening. Like always, you can download this podcast via iTunes, Zoom Marketplace. If you have an Android device or an iOS device and you want to download it, you can stream it via the Stitcher app. We are on there under Gamers Riot, or you can click on the actual direct link right at GamersRiot.com. If you have any questions, feel free to send us your questions via Twitter at GR Podcast. As always, I am Papa Cheeks. With Brahms.
And Hornet.
Hope to see you guys again next week. And
shout out to all the people listening on the Zoom Marketplace. Double.
Yeah, hey, I got a Zoom. don't make fun of Zoom. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Later.
Later.
Bye.